Hello world, hello world. Welcome to another episode of Controversial Minds. And today I want to do a quick introduction to a series I'm going to be doing over the next couple of episodes. And it's going to be on emotional intelligence and interpreting your feelings and understanding who you really are and using that to help guide you in moments of high emotions and moments of intensity. Because we all have been in those moments where we are in the heat of a situation and then our emotions get the best of us and we say something we really don't mean, or we portray some actions that we don't really feel due to not being able to properly interpret and articulate our emotions and the way that we feel to the other person in a way that it resonates. And this is something I've been super interested in, especially as of recently, because I think it's really a topic that is being missed as a whole in our culture, in our society, in the U.S. It's not really talked about all that much, especially for the young men and just for everyone in general, about how being in control of your emotions and being in control of how you feel about yourself and the thoughts that you think really shape our lives. And it's in that control. It's in understanding yourself and how you feel about the situations in which you encounter in life that allows you to truly break through and allows you to really have the impact that you desire to have. I've often found in my life that when I lacked emotional awareness or emotional intelligence and I couldn't properly interpret and get a grasp of my emotions, then I began to get irrational. I began to become fearful. All these negative emotions started to rush me and I felt powerless. I felt helpless to the situation, but I was really just out of control with my emotions, and I didn't have the emotional intelligence and the emotional understanding to genuinely know how I felt and be able to articulate that to the person I was engaging with in a way that is going to resonate to that specific person, because we all speak in different sub-languages outside of the language that we're actually speaking in. So, like, two people could both be speaking English to each other, but due to the nurture of the environments that they grew up in, there's a specific way in which, or there's ways in which they communicate that is better received if that communication pattern is reciprocated. So there's also understanding what language somebody's speaking in. So other people might be, per se, you're talking with someone and someone likes to, you know, wait for the other person to finish and then say their part, and they would like that same energy reciprocated for them. Not knowing that, not being aware of that, could cause a tension or a rift in the conversation because that person thinks you're therefore being rude to them by trying to talk, but that's just how you grew up speaking. Not to say either one is right or wrong, just to say that these differences in communications are things to be aware of, because I don't believe we are taught this type of information, this type of thinking, and that really causes a rift in a lot of our day-to-day conversations and communications, which leads to miscommunications, which leads to potential conflicts in the future due to not truly understanding where another person stands. And this is something that I myself have had problems with in the past, realized what was going on, and then I've been working avidly to fix by surrounding myself with better information and better people who are able to understand their emotions better and go into therapy and really upgrading my communication skills. How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great book to read about the different styles of the communication and how you can articulate yourself to be fluid in conversation, no matter who it's with, and being able to understand and see the other person's perspective. Another thing that is crucially important, I feel, from my perspective and what my intuition tells me and the experiences that I've had, is having genuine empathy for that other person who's on the other side. Because in the past, often I would get caught up in my emotions. Being that was the case, I wasn't able to clearly empathize with the other person. Because just as I feel a way, this other person feels a way as well. So if I don't take the time to really understand and hear out where they're coming from, then I am not doing them any justice, because I'm not even hearing what the conflict is, or I'm not even trying to be solution-based in my thinking, because I'm not even hearing the problem. It's like, a lot of times when I would get in my emotions and I wasn't able to clearly articulate the way that I was feeling, I would get upset with myself for not having the words, and I would take that upsetness out on the other person by either cutting myself off and just kind of shutting down, or by trying to remove myself from the situation and run away from the conversation. And these are patterns that I noticed when I was younger, about 5 or 6 years ago, that I've been working to really reverse and be more engaging and be more aware of how I'm communicating messages and what I'm communicating and how that might affect the person on the other end. And I could say that through this journey that I've really learned a lot about myself overall, and a lot about the insecurities that I have developed due to situations and past occurrences that have made me feel some way emotionally that I never dealt with, that therefore rise into the forefront later on in life when these same emotions pop up in different situations with different people. And then I learned to deal with these emotions when they popped up on the accord that they're actually on par with. So I can't let my past emotions cloud my present life, because that could hurt my future. It's about dealing with my emotions up front and truthfully with the person on the other side and with myself, so that I can properly move on and have a clear understanding for that situation. Because that clarity therefore allows you to understand the why behind the way you feel what you feel. And I believe it's in the why that we understand the how and the what, or the what and the how. Because if you don't understand why, in my opinion, when I didn't understand why I was feeling certain ways I was feeling, it was hard for me to really get a grasp or an understanding about these irrational feelings. Maybe not irrational, but these misunderstood feelings that I was having. And then as you get to learn and incorporate these different facets and tools into your conversational skills, into your lifestyle, you see a lot more growth. Well, I'm going to speak from my own perspective. I saw a lot more growth and depth and the relationships that I was carrying, the people that I was surrounding myself with, and the things that I was engaging in, especially in specific over these last year and 6 months. There's been a crazy increase in the way that I view myself and the way that I view other people when I'm engaging with them, and how that difference in my perspective has greatly increased the opportunities and the quality of my life. Another thing that I want to get into, but this is a little bit off tangent and for later on, but it's about stress and anxiety, because I often get super anxious, and I often didn't in the past know what was going on, because it was like I just wasn't fully in tune with my emotions. I wasn't fully in tune with myself. So it was hard for me to understand what was going on with me. But that's a whole different tangent, guys. That was just a short, short introduction to the emotional intelligence series that I'm going to be starting. It's going to be called EQ over IQ, The Importance of Emotional Intelligence. And I'm going to be having some great guests on. Be having a psychologist on, and he's going to be kind of going in depth into some of the things that he believes are important about emotional intelligence, and he's going to give us more of a factual based understanding and explanation about some of the things in which I just talked about. So many blessings to you all. I hope you all enjoyed this introduction. Please stay tuned for the great things that we have coming. Love and light to all. Many blessings. Continue to explore your mind and expand your truths. Love and light.